This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. If you've never heard of Twitter, chances are you will soon. The trend of microblogging is inching closer to the mainstream. Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes. He joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
So what is microblogging and why are more people starting to do it?
Well, it's a form of blogging that allows people to send brief text updates or short messages to other subscribers of that same service. Now, the most popular microblogging site is Twitter. And researchers at the Pew Internet and American Life Project recently conducted a survey about Twitter, and they found, rather unsurprisingly, that American Twitter users are young, active in social media, and highly mobile, they write. And most are between the ages of 18 and 34. And the cool thing is that Twitter's actually advancing the cause of citizen journalism. Earlier in the year, Twitter users, for instance, they sent updates and photos of the U.S. Airways flight landing in the Hudson River well before those same photos and information ended up on mainstream news outlets.
That's interesting. Another popular social networking site, Facebook, made news this week over privacy concerns. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, earlier this month, Facebook changed its terms of service. It's that small print that people usually scroll through and don't read. And a consumer advocacy blog interpreted the changes to mean that Facebook would essentially own whatever people upload to the site, even if one were to close the account. And the company's CEO tried to calm people's fears earlier this week with a blog post, but with a revolt on their hands and really bad publicity, they decided to reverse their changes of service and reinstate their old privacy policies.
All right. So when you go off, you're off.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. And what are people talking about on our website this week?
Well, we've linked to an article by Spelman College professor William Jelani Cobb. It's a piece titled Confessions of a Reluctant Flag Waver, and he tries to parse what he calls the interconnectedness of black history and American history in light of Barack Obama's presidency. And there's a political cartoon in today's New York Post, which some, including Reverend Al Sharpton, say are racist and a racist spoof of President Obama. So we have that cartoon and some conversation about that.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in a minute with our other bloggers. As always, Jeffrey Bennett, great to have you back.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes, joining me from the studios of NPR West.